the UK government, had held a news conference at which they said that they were moving from food parcels to voucher systems, which would allow people to buy what they thought was best for their family and buy it where they thought it was best for their family and perhaps maximize the amount of money that had been set aside. And knowing how many of our children in South Africa get the only decent meal that they get when they go to school, if they go to school, I wondered whether a voucher system would be desirable and practically feasible in South Africa. To talk about that, I'm joined by Julia Chaskelson, Communications Officer with Section 27, the organization which is absolutely instrumental in getting the government to come back to the table with food deliveries to school children, despite their appalling decision to put that on hold because the children were not going to school because of COVID. Julia, sorry, a very long introduction that I force you to listen to. Is a voucher system an option to consider, perhaps an option to seriously consider for South Africa?
Good afternoon, John, and thank you for having me. It's an interesting question. What we've seen so far is that typically under kind of normal circumstances, learners receive a cooked meal at school every day. And provinces have come up with a number of different systems to ensure that learners are continually being fed during this period after we took the government to court when they abruptly suspended the National School Nutrition Program when schools closed last March. And what we've seen is that there's been a bit of experimentation, but no provinces have to date experimented with food vouchers. And what we've seen is that the Department of Basic Education has said quite categorically that it's just not feasible to do that in South Africa. They said that towards the end of last year. They said that they were concerned that the budget for the National School Nutrition Program was already too stretched and that it wasn't feasible to implement vouchers in this financial year. It's unclear whether they're planning to implement a voucher system in the upcoming financial year. Plans to that effect haven't been made public. But they have said that they were considering reaching out to the private sector to kind of develop a long-term solution which involves food vouchers. But what will be absolutely critical is that if food vouchers are implemented, it's crucial that they're implemented with enough money. It won't be good enough if families are getting food vouchers for their children that don't cover the costs of a nutritious meal. And we do know that nutritious food in South Africa is expensive and that food prices have been on the rise since the beginning of the COVID-19 lockdown. So it's a complex question, and right now it doesn't look like the Department of Basic Education is keen to consider it.
Julia, one thought that was in my head that counted as a negative, a potential negative, is that children being fed at school means that the child gets the food. Now that doesn't mean that I'm not concerned about the hunger in the extended family that doesn't have the benefit of the meal at school, but at least the child is getting the food. If there is a voucher system, then who's to say that voucher system? Well, I presume the voucher system would be designed so that it could only be in exchange for food. But it might mean that that school-going child or those school-going children in that family would eat less because, understandably, the family would want to share what they'd been able to buy on that voucher.
Sure. And, I mean, that is a real concern, and I think it's something that the Department of Basic Education has considered. They even said something similar to a concern that you're raising with respect to food parcels. It said that not only are food parcels more expensive per unit than an individually cooked meal at school, but that it's unclear whether, you know, a food parcel, the contents of the parcel would be appropriated by the whole family, and then the nutritional benefits to the child might be forfeited in some sense. But it's a complex question, John, because we do know that the National School Nutrition Program, obviously it's first and its primary beneficiaries of children, the school-going children, yeah. And it's known to have very positive effects on children. It's improved school attendance and school performance. The kind of statistics on that are remarkable, and it's a very effective program at getting children to school and getting children to stay in school if they know that they're getting a meal every day. So we know that the National School Nutrition Program doesn't only benefit children themselves. It benefits entire families. It's one of many social welfare projects that the state has set up. And what it does is it's meant to be kind of used in addition to or complementing existing social relief measures like social grants, for example.
Yeah.
So essentially, when a child is being fed at school, there's more money at home to put food on the table for the other members of the family. So it is a concern that you know, if a voucher system were to be put in place, would the food actually be going to the child or would it be going to the family as a whole? But what we're seeing right now is that there's widespread hunger, not just of children, but of entire families. So it's a complicated one to say whether it would be a bad thing if vouchers were given to families. But nonetheless, kind of what is important is that learners need to be getting daily nutrition in terms of their kind of physical development, in terms of their mental development, to prevent against malnutrition, to prevent against stunting and hunger, and in general to improve their health. It's crucial that nutrition is reaching children. So it's a complex question, and I'm not entirely sure whether I've answered it, but that's what I can say for now.
Yeah, but I mean, the point about complex questions is that they can't be answered easily. And that's one of the issues with our world, is too many people want simple answers to complex questions. I wasn't expecting you to say, yes, John, a voucher system is best and we must move to it immediately, or no, John, a voucher system is rubbish and we should fight against it with every sinew and tendon in our bodies. Because life isn't like that. Societies aren't like that. They're complex. They're nuanced. They are intertwined and difficult to arrange.
Sure.
I mean, a voucher system, if it were to come in, would probably be for the more sort of the more formal, and not necessarily Pick and Pay and Woolworths, but they are township retail chains, brick and mortars, where the vouchers would probably be for. But then, you know, what about hawkers? Are hawkers cheaper? How do you bring them into the mix and so give them a little bit by a bit of an economic boost by adding more to their outlay? So, you know, it's just another level of complexity, I suppose.
Absolutely. And so what we've seen so far is that provinces have been responsible for developing plans about the delivery of food to learners, whether that's kind of in school with a daily cooked meal, whether that's with a weekly or a monthly food parcel. As I said, no provinces, as far as I'm aware, have been implementing food vouchers. But what's important to recognize is that the kind of context of different provinces is very different. We know that there's a school in pretty much every community in South Africa, but there might not be a main retailer. And the only indication that the Department of Basic Education has given us is that they'd need to talk to the private sector, which implies that they'd be talking to the big retailers. So if kind of learners attend a school in a particularly remote or kind of far-flung rural area, it's unclear whether a food voucher would actually be helpful to them or to their families if the family then has to travel very far to get to a near town, to get access to the food. What we have said, though, in our correspondence to the department and the provincial education departments is that obviously schools are the first point of call for school nutrition and the most effective way at getting learners fed. But we also know kind of realistically that it's unlikely that, you know, rotating or platooning systems are going to change anytime soon. It's likely that not all learners will be at school every day for the coming academic year. We don't know quite sort of how the system is going to work this year, but it's likely that for social distancing, rotations or platooning will have to continue. And in that case, learners aren't coming into school every day, and so they can't collect a meal every day because not all learners have transport and parents don't want them traveling unnecessarily. Excuse me. And so what we said to the department is that food parcels are a very effective way of making sure that the nutritional needs of learners are being met. Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape are the two provinces who have kind of formalized the food parcel system most effectively. Most other provinces are doing daily cooked meals at school. And what we've seen is that in Mpumalanga and the Northern Cape, there's been very good coverage and uptake of the National School Nutrition Program since the lockdown began, because they're distributing food parcels and not individually cooked meals.
Julie, we have to leave it there. We're already late for news, but thank you very much for your contribution. Julia Chaskelson, the Communications Officer of NGO Section 27.